Blog Talk Radio.
Listeners, and welcome to another edition of Whitney's and Murph. On the show today, we have super talented singer-songwriter Miranda Miller joining us. We'll talk with Miranda about her career, music, and anything that she's working on that she can talk about. And as usual, I've got my co-host and birthday boy, Craig, with me. Hey, Craig, how are you, bud?
Hey, Cody, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Like I said, today's somebody's birthday.
I guess that would be me.
Oh, man. Happy birthday, bud.
It's been terrific. I started last night with seeing the first show from the Next Woman Country Tour with Kaylee, Ray Lynn, and Sarah, which is phenomenal. Met Kaylee backstage quickly. Mm-hmm. And today I took off work and just been eating good and relaxing.
That's the way to do it. Take off work on your birthday. I think that should be a national law right there.
So we should get that birthdays automatically from work without taking off?
Yes, exactly.
I'll tell Trump to put it into the fiscal 2019 budget.
Let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Miranda Miller to the show. Hey, Miranda, how are you?
Great. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely.
Hi, Miranda. It's finally great to hear your voice in person, even if it is over the phone.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you, Miranda. And can I say in advance, happy Valentine's Day to you and your husband?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Welcome.
Hey, doing this today. I wanted to ask before we get into things today, just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into the music business in the first place.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to let everybody know that the number one thing that I've been doing right now is I've been vocal coaching with Fuzzy Orange, who is a certified CMA vocal coach. And, I mean, he's coached some of today's biggest stars like Carrie Underwood and a lot of other, you know, really talented singers. And I'm just really glad to be working with him. He's helping me with my voice. And I'm just really excited to be getting out my next single, and which is called Go My Own Way. And a woman, her name is Faye Stewart. She co-wrote the song with me. And my producer, Kurt Eggers, he's going to be producing all of my music here in the next year or two. So we're in the studio. He's back from China, and we're getting ready to hit it really hard. But what got me into music in the first place was just, well, ever since I've been just a little girl, I've always known that I was supposed to sing. It's just really, really crazy. Ever since 2 years old and singing Howlin' at the Moon, and it's just always been a part of my soul. So I've always known that I was supposed to do something, and decided to get off my butt and try to make my dream happen, which is to sing on the Opry stage. And I don't even care if it's just one time. That's my main goal. And just to get my music out there and to make people cry. And I just got a lot to share with everybody.
Well, it's wonderful. Awesome. But and I really hope that your music can make people laugh and be happy inside and just shed some tears. I'm being sarcastic, obviously, Miranda. But I get a good cry not from just shredding onions on my salad. So I just want to applaud you and smile when I see you.
Right.
Oh, well.
Well, I got a big smile on my face right now. But that's the point, is to make people cry, make people smile, make people get up and dance, and, you know, just give them a feeling, whatever kind of feeling that happens to be. Just make them feel something.
And that's one of the goals that I've set out with this show and these interviews, because I mean, if I can get somebody to say, you know what, I love what you're doing, I enjoy these interviews, that means more to me than anything.
Right. And I've noticed that just networking, great networking skills, and just networking with people that are doing the same thing, or, you know, it's just super important for any independent musician or anybody that's trying to do anything, just network.
Right. You know, and speaking of networking, I have a ton of friends in both the music and radio industries, and especially in music, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Right. And just like, for instance, my producer, Kurt Eggers, guitarist, Logan Ramp, manager, Robert Miller, like, you have to find all the pieces to the puzzle. So I've surrounded myself with more knowledgeable people, and, you know, nobody can stay stagnant and expect anything to work out. And I guess I've kind of built myself a little bit of an army, I would call it. And I've written over 100 songs in the past year and a half, originals and co-written songs with some very, very talented people. And I'm proud of every single one of these songs. But main thing is I've listened to so much, and it's just the music industry is more interesting when you break through the surface and you realize what it really is all about. It's like a it just opens you up.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. And I'll tell you this too. Like I said, I've been interviewing artists for the past about 4 years, and pretty much every person I've met in the industry, whether it's through the show or in person, has been nothing but kind and gracious.
Yeah, that's the way you gotta be. You really just gotta be good-hearted and you know, treat everybody with respect. Just treat everybody the way you want to be treated, and that just makes the world a better place.
And this genre, I think, especially country music, the artists are just so approachable, you know.
Yeah, that's how I try to be, you know what I mean? And sometimes even on your, you know, darkest day, you know, you don't feel like being, you know, yourself, or you're feeling down or whatever is going on with, you know, in your life. You just got to break through that and just look at the bright side. And that's what I, you know, been trying to do and everything, even through hard times and just, you know, stuff coming up in your life. You just have to be like, where's the next step for me to, you know, take forward, because I'm not going to take any steps backward.
You know, and I've got to say this before we move on. Two things, actually. This song we just played, I host another show called Indie Country Radio. I'm sure you've seen the tweets and the Instagram posts. So I'm gonna add this song to rotation on the show.
Great. Thank you.
And
Brent, go ahead, I'm calling. I wanted to ask you a question.
And another thing, if there's ever anything that you need from us, whether it's promotion for this new single, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Well, I definitely don't. Thank you very much for being there. I appreciate that. I appreciate what you're doing.
Well,
now, I wanted to ask you, Miranda. Right now, I give you a lot of credit because you're a singer-songwriter, which is very time-consuming, and you're also a mother of a two. How are you able to balance out your time within your busy schedule?
Well, that's one of the hardest parts, of course. You just have to, you know, use your time wisely. And like we don't have any family even in this area. We go through babysitters and daycares and stuff, and it's really hard not having, you know, grandpa there or, you know, any kind of family. I mean, we have friends and you know, writers and people we do the music with, but besides that, we don't have, you know, real family ties here. So it does weigh, you know, on our family, and it is hard from time to time, but we pull through it because we know we're meant to be here and we're meant to be chasing this dream, which is why we're coming out with the album Chasing Dreams, because that's what we came here to do as a family. And, you know, dreams do come true, and you just got to pull through all the hard times, you know, no matter what it takes.
You know, it's baby steps to get to where you're to the top, to achieve being a successful singer-songwriter on venues like the Opry.
Right.
Thanks. When I think of you, Miranda, I really do think of Miranda Lambert. I think the two of you are very, very identical in your style and how you in your songwriting and how you perform and your voices. I mean, I don't know if that makes a lot of sense what I just said, but
right,
do you
and
think
that's
that,
actually
do you
what
think
I
that has any credibility?
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do about that problem. Is I have a lot of, you know, really edgy stuff coming up here really soon. And hold on. I am going to try to separate myself from that name, and because I am never going to be the second Miranda, if that makes any sense to, you know, you guys. I'm not going to be, well, Miranda Lambert came first, Miranda Miller, blah, blah, blah. Like, so I'm going to break free from that name here very shortly, and I'm going to be going by my middle name, and but I am doing the Chasing the Dream album through Miranda Miller Music, and because that's where I come from, that's my name, but I can't be the second anything. I'm going to be number one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you want to stand out, you can't follow the pack. You know, you got to leave the pack. So that's what I'm doing.
I
that's the exciting news that I have to share. And it's not going to go on right away. I'm building up to it. And so I have a separate album that I'm going to be releasing after my Chasing a Dream album through Miranda Miller. And so it's going to be more edgy and still country. It's just going to be, it's not going to be the second Miranda. So, but I am still going to be me. And, you know, I'm not going to be fake for anybody. But I am going to separate myself from that name because, like you said, you can't even think of me without thinking about Miranda Lambert. So, therefore, I really have no choice if I want to, you know, be successful with what I'm doing and keep that name. Even though, like I said, I'm trying to stay true to myself and be me. But I just that's just not something that I want to do any longer. I don't want to be the second anything. I want to be number one.
You know, and
what, Miranda? Well, Miranda, if there's any decision, because I think you're more dedicated to your fans with me as a reference based on the last few months, from when I've known you, I would choose you any day of the week and twice on Sunday as a person. Over
okay.
Miss Lynn.
You know,
that means
and
thank you. So I'm sorry I apologize if you had it, if there were any negative annotations for it. That trust me, that was not the intention, Miranda.
Absolutely not. I didn't think that for one moment. I know. I mean, I get exactly what you're saying, and it doesn't offend me in any way, you know, at all. It just is what it is. And I don't want to be the second anything. Like I said, I'm here to be number one.
And I respect you for that so much.
Well, it's a really hard, really, really hard decision. But I've talked with a lot of, you know, very talented people that are around here, signed Sony artists, and just, you know, people that know more than me, that are more knowledgeable in the music industry, and we've all basically decided that we definitely need to go ahead and do that. So that's what's really exciting, and I just can't wait for it to completely roll over, and it's just really, really, really fun and exciting. So.
Yes, well,
awesome. I've got a couple of fun questions for you, if you're okay with it.
All right.
So, if you weren't in the music business at all, what would you be doing right now?
I would probably be, you know, running some other kind of a business. either that, or I would just lock myself like away in the woods somewhere and live completely off the grid. Like, it's either one way or the other for me. Like, that's just, I really am a country girl, and I really am one with nature. So, you know, if I really wasn't doing the music and trying to get myself out there, I would be doing the exact opposite. So, if that makes any sense.
Yep. That makes total sense. And you're the first person to ever say that on the show. So.
I'm really surprised. I thought that's what everybody wanted to do.
That's the first time we've ever gotten that response. So congratulations.
Yay. Country okay. folks can survive. Yeah.
Oh yes. Okay. So if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you end up? What would it be?
Well, my career really is really fresh. So, I mean, if I really could go back, I would probably want to just start with a different name, just so I could build up my, you know, support system and my fans and do everything through that name so I could already be separated away from that name. Just due to, you know, everything that comes along with it, just being the second in line. I'm tired of being the second in line. I feel like in my heart and my fans make me feel like I am good enough to be, you know, I'm not saying better than Miranda Lambert, but I need to separate myself away from her because we are, you know, we're similar, but that's only because, I mean, really, if you think about it, it's just because of the name. Like, my voice is a lot deeper and scratchier and more growlier and just a lot different than her voice. Her voice is really soft and, like, sweet and just, it's a lot different, and I just don't want to be the second anything, you know? So I would probably start off coming to Nashville with a different name. And building up, you know, my social media and my fan base and everything like that with that name instead of Miranda. Right. And if you want to know what the name is, everybody, it is my middle name. But you can go to Miranda Miller Miranda Miller Music at Facebook, and that'll let you guys know because I put a little just 30-second video on there to let you know what's going on.
I'll check that out. And speaking of social media, I think we do follow each other on pretty much everything, speaking of social media.
Right. Yeah.
So I've got you covered there.
Me too. We both have full coverage of you, Miranda, on social media.
And let me ask you this. Being a creative person, which I know you obviously are, what inspires or motivates you?
Well, I have a lot of inspirations, but my kids, my babies, you know, my almost 3-year-old and almost 5-year-old, they are my number one inspiration, and just my family and, you know, the most important thing is really what keeps me going more than any, you know, well, how many views did you get on this one or anything like that? So kids are definitely my number one inspiration. I want to show them, you know, there's nothing that can hold you back in this world. You're the only thing that's going to ever hold you back. And no matter what, you know, their mom is going to be stand behind them no matter what they choose to do in their life.
Right. Miranda, I wanted to add that if I lived in Nashville, I would definitely volunteer to help you out with babysitting if you ever need it, if you're looking for babysitters.
Well, the funniest thing was right before I was going into the studio, my babysitter that I had for, you know, a long period of time had just moved out of the state all of a sudden with very, very short notice. And, And so that's when you're up against a wall and you have shows coming and stuff. And I realize that, you know, no matter what happens, like, you just have to have a plan B no matter what. And just in case, you know what I mean? You always got to be prepared for something that that can happen. So now, no matter what, I always have a plan B, and you just got to make it happen.
Well, after I meet you, Miranda, hopefully during CMA Fest, if not sooner, if plan B falls out and we get along when we meet, I'll be your plan C.
Oh, man. A couple more questions for you, then I think we're going to wrap things up. But what is the best advice you've ever been given?
You know, the wisest person, like, there's a lot of wise people I know in Nashville, but the one person I think that has taught me the most in a shorter period of time, the fastest, would be my vocal coach, Buzzy Orange. And that's just because, I mean, he's been playing since he was, 15, 14 years old down in Nashville. Just, he has so many stories and has played with everybody, all the famous people, and just, he's so full of wisdom that every time I go over for vocal coaching, I want to hear another one of those stories, you know what I mean? Because it's like, mm-hmm. the way he tells the story, you're learning from what he's saying, and it's like you're there, and it's really, really cool. I mean, he's a very amazing man, and I'm really glad that he's working with me and that I have all these people around me, but he's definitely taught me the most so far. I've had a lot of mentors, like my producer Kurt Eggers, and all of these people. My husband Robert, he teaches me everything on social media and business strategies and marketing strategies, and he's really wise when it comes to anything online. So you just got to have all your bases covered. You know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, you got to have like kind of like an army behind you, because no one person can do everything by themselves. You know, you got to make it work.
It's great that you have such a supportive spouse and Robert.
Right. I am very, very lucky. Like, I swear, nobody in the world, no other woman in the world, and I know this, has what I have in my partner. And that is 100% full faith, and just backs me 100%, helps me 100% with everything, down to photographs, down to videos, down to social media help, everything. And he's actually going really good on social media right now. And I mean, he could be managing, stars here in the next couple years. So look out for Robert Miller, my husband. He's going to be coming up here in Nashville very shortly, doing some really great things himself. So,
well, I would be honest. I would be happy if he just became your manager, and if he might be, you might be so successful he won't have time to take on other clients.
Yeah, well, we're gonna have to see about that one.
I hope that is the case, though.
Well, I believe with all my heart that this is what I'm meant to do. Whether it's gonna be a, make millions of dollars or not, that's what the questionable part is. The questionable, mm-hmm. it's not questionable to me whether I have the talent or the drive or what it takes on the other aspect. It's that I don't know if, you know, it's going to be making millions of dollars. So, you know, like I said, you always have to have a plan B, no matter what.
Or plan B. I'm just kidding.
You know, I'm glad you said that, Miranda, because that leads me to my last question for you, is when everything's said and done with your career and you played the upper stage, played the Grammy stage, won multiple Grammys, which is going to happen for you, what's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
Well, I do want to be known for being the next outlaw woman. I don't believe there really ever has been an outlaw woman. I mean, there has been, you know, dabbles at it, but I want to be full force, the next, like, the woman Waylon, the woman Merle, the woman outlaw, because that's what I am. And I'm not cookie. Mm-hmm. I'm not a cookie cutter. I am very unique. My voice is unique, and I think I have the capabilities to make it happen. Like I said, with my army around me. But yeah, that's definitely
I have no confidence. You and your army will be full steam ahead, all the way toward the opera stage. And hopefully the Grammys, as Cody predicted.
I agree completely. I agree. Hey, I think you were taking about 30 minutes out of what I know is a busy schedule to come on and do this with us.
All righty.
I wanted to ask one final question, Miranda.
Okay.
Which is, do you see yourself performing at CMA Fest in June? Nashville.
Well, I definitely do.
Awesome.
Well,
awesome.
Then thank God that we have been able to get a chance to finally see you perform and meet you.
That would be great. I can't wait.
me too.
So, I think I'm going to wrap things up, but... but again, I wanted
so
to
I actually,
thank you for.
Before I go, I wanted to do something a little special.
Since it's
Craig's birthday, I can just go ahead and sing him happy birthday really quick because I think that would be really sweet.
All righty, go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much, Miranda. That means a lot.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Craig. Happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Miranda. Sending you a big hug.
That was so awesome.
It was.
That made me
cry.
Oh,
Matt, I have tears in my eyes.
Here's a
I spoke too soon about the crying part on the interview.
Oh boy. But hey, I thank you again for doing this. This has been so much fun.
Yeah, I've had a blast. Thank you for having me. Thank you for doing what you do.
And Well, it's because of y'all that I get to do what I do. It's because of y'all. So thank y'all for that. I just wanted to say that you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very glad to be here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think I'm gonna let you go and let you get about your evening, but Again, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you for having me. Have a good night.
Thank you, Miranda.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you,
Craig. Can't wait to come
back,
guys. Chasing dreams.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. You too.
All right. Bye. That was fun.
You know, so I really admire her. She has a lot of fortitude, and she is not just a musician. I really respect her determination to want to go out there and separate herself from a lot of artists out there, with with leaving out the person she discussed.
Right.
If she's that with her support, I'm really confident that we're going to see her in a bigger venue in a few years to come.
I think so. Are you still in shock over what she did for you?
The tears are slowly drying.
Oh man! So, if you can compose yourself long enough,
okay.
Who do we have on the show next?
We have a super singer-songwriter, Carly Rogers, this Thursday at 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yes, we do. So I think I'm gonna let you go too, bud, and kind of wrap things up here, okay?
All right, Cody. Talk to you on Thursday. Have a good night.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you later. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Miranda Miller. As Craig said, this coming Thursday we have the super talented Miss Carly Rogers joining us. And I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to What Is It, Murph? Thank you, and goodbye.